I have. Not only in my life, not only in football, pretty much every aspect of my life, I should say. I have grown, and it's fun to do, but even better for my teammates and people to watch, because I get compliments on it all the time. So obviously, I'm doing something right.
Does that make you wonder, like, what you were actually like as a rookie?
No, I kind of know what I was like. And it's just a process, and you grow from it, and you just learn the ins and outs, and you just be a better player and a better person.
How do you describe yourself?
I'm still the same. You know, I still have a personality, but I just, you know, I pick my battles, and I just know when and where is the right time, pretty much. So that's the only thing that's changed.
What do you think it was like? When you look back, how would you describe yourself as a rookie?
I was just hard-headed, man. You know, I thought I knew it all. I was who I was at the time, you know. I got drafted high. I was playing at a high level in college, and I just thought I had it all figured out until I got to the NFL. And it pretty much just showed me, you know, that I had to mature and had growing to do. So it helped me. That's what football is for, really.
Do you ever look at yourself on video as a rookie or a first-year player and compare yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, I wonder what's that like?
It's fun. It's funny at times because you actually see the things that from what you know now, what you wish you would have known then, or the things that people were telling you then that you wish you would have did then. It's hilarious to watch my old self compared to now.
And can I also ask you about consistency, too? Mm-hmm. Is that, how important is that to you?
If you want to stay in this game, you have to be a consistent player. I haven't been the best at consistency, but I haven't been the worst at it either. But the more and more I grow in this game, the more and more I build it, the more and more I'm reliable. So really, the best ability in the NFL is accountability and availability. So I got to do both, really, at 100% all the time.
Eric, can I just ask one other thing? Just one other thing, too. It looks like you have no fear going over the middle,
mm-hmm.
no regard for your well-being, mm-hmm. and the guy who's trying to. Is that accurate that you don't even
I play football day by day, so if something was to ever happen to me, then it was obviously meant to be, and that's kind of how I look at it. I'm fearless, period, and if it's going across the middle, that was my job. I mean, I've been hit multiple times going across the middle. So to me, it's just when it happens, you know, you just got to brush it off, soak it up, and keep on going.
You talk about, you know, you thought you had it all figured out and kind of learned things as you went along. Any veteran in particular that kind of helped you?
No, it was just kind of like a learning process for me and just watching other people. You just kind of grow within the game. You just develop as a player, watching other people, observing other people, how they carry themselves and things like that. You just implement that into what you do every day. So I kind of just grew on my own and knew that I had to. So end up working for me.
You think about, you're still a really young player. You think about the growth you still have left to do. Mm-hmm. And is that about it more knowing kind of where you've come the past couple
years?
I've
definitely come a long way these past 4 years, which is great for me. It shows not only to myself but to the coaches of what, you know, I'm capable of, and that, you know, that I do still have more left in the tank. So it's definitely fun.
Hey, one thing, we talked to Darren Fells when he got signed. He was talking about your alleged basketball prowess.
I'm getting them coming this off season. I'm gonna meet up with Kid and check him out, see what he talk about, you know, because he kind of said them first comments to me as soon as he walked in. So I got a little competition with him later. I just told him we'll see, you know. I don't care nothing about overseas or whatever kind of resume you got. I want to be proven.
Are you like KD who said LeBron's the only guy who can look me eye to eye?
I'm not really sure KD's wrong for that either. But I need to see Darren Fells before he could just throw it out there and say that he's better than me. And I'm videotaping it too.
What's the biggest thing you take away from the last 2 months going into the
break? It's just how much this team just, you know, looks up to me to be, you know, a help, a boost, anything pretty much. And it shows with, you know, my maturity, it shows with them and how they treat me, and everything is just pretty much developing into, you know, me being, you know, more and exactly what they expected when they drafted me. So you could just see it, you could just feel it, and them relying upon me puts a lot of pressure on myself to be, you know, what I want to be or what I'm supposed to be. So that's kind of what these last 2 months showed me.